a show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and crafts sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
All right, everybody, what's up? You're listening to Radio Zero. It is 2 p.m. on the dot, Friday, October the... Is it the 10th? Today the 10th?
It's exactly the 10th.
Today
yes.
is the 10th. October the 10th. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy autumn. I hope you're getting excited about Halloween. It's coming up. 2 more weeks. Get stoked. Get your costume ideas ready to go. As for us, you're listening to Radio Zero on UBC Radio 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. How's everybody doing? I wasn't here last week. Tyrell Williams was playing. Took my spot. Very nice. Great gentleman. Apparently the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was a banging show.
Great job.
A banging show, according to TF. Yeah, so we're going to play some tunes for you today, as always. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio, you can check live track listing. Or just say hi. What else? Call us on the landline, 604-822-2487. We can talk about any of the fine developments that have been happening around the province this week. What was your favorite? Did you see the Viking that didn't like the Christian?
I saw the headline. I didn't look into the article, though.
Pretty
I didn't follow up on that one.
Pretty sweet. Pretty nice feather in the old cap for BC. Basically, these guys run an all Viking adventure tourism company.
No.
Yeah. So they'll like take
what?
You, yeah, they'll take you out to the mountains.
It's pretty tight.
Or like out on a boat or a canoe or something. But their claim to fame is that they're all direct descendants of like legit Vikings. From Norway and Iceland and places.
Okay.
So, anyway, and then also on their job posting, I guess there was this thing about, like, because we're Norse descendants, we are a decidedly non-Christian company.
Trying to keep it in the family.
Yeah, exactly. So,
or whatever, try to, like, at least...
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Something.
Right.
So... Anyway, this girl who went to Trinity Western, and for those of you that don't know, Trinity Western is like a, it's it has come under fire in the past for being like a kind of a right-wing fundamentalist Christian post-secondary institution. It's in Aldergrove, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's the kind of school where, like, people go there and study theology, and then it's also like they try to get you to not have sex before you're married, and like the definition of marriage is super strict. It's between one man and one woman and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, this girl from there applied for a job, and this guy from the Norse company like got back to her immediately and started attacking her for her like Christian values, and he was just like, I can't believe you would even think about putting in a job application. And then she like politely informed him that it's illegal to discriminate against somebody's religious beliefs in this province, and then he started making fun of her. Anyway, turned into this big brouhaha. But yeah, so in any case, I don't know. That's just one thing that's happened in the last little couple of days. But it's really great. BC soldiers on as being a great, great place. Anyway, let's just get into it.
Anything else happened in the news? Want to talk about, Ken?
I don't know. That sounds like a leading question. Is there something that you'd like me to talk about?
No.
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 Just... No.
No. I mean, there was something about them, but it's too complicated. I need to look at the statistics.
Elise is in the studio with us. Elise, is there anything in the news that you want to talk about?
The latest developments at CERN this week, they found a particle that explains the super strong force that holds protons together, yes, which is 10 to the 39th power stronger than gravity. So it's like...
It's a pretty strong one.
It's wild style.
It's a real strong one.
Gripping.
And it's a gripping force. Also, did you see that the LED guys, those like LED light guys, won that Nobel Prize?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's quite cool.
And it's actually...
it's a thing that's actually going to affect people's lives right away.
Affect people's lives around the world entirely, yeah. So way to go, dude.
Congratulations.
Soldiers on since the 70s on this project.
Yeah.
Way to go, guys.
Pretty tight.
In the face of adversity, they just kept going. I guess, yeah, I remember in the 80s, like all LEDs were green or red.
Yep.
Now we got the blue ones.
Now we get the blue ones, which allows us to have white ones.
The blue daddies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Right on.
Not too bad. All right. So, with all this spacey talk, are you planning spacey?
News for the week here on Radio Zero.
There you go.
CITR Radio 101.9 FM. BBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Let's get into it. What do you got for us?
Let's get in the mix. Call us on the landline, 604-822-2487. Nigel will be in a bit to do life advice.
Pick your jacket up, Nigel. I brought in a surface-to-air jacket.
Yeah, pick a jacket. Any jacket.
Yeah.
Let's get started with some pleasant... Sparrow at Vancouver Music. This is,
Who you got?
You got
Cloudface?
Cloudface's new Opal Tapes, LP? I guess it's an LP. Yeah, sure. Why not? You and me. It's a long player. You and me.
That's a long player.
That's a long player.
Cloudface on Radio Zero. Thank you.
Chelion. Thank you.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Micro sounds of moss and algae. Compositions rooted in the natural world. Bone whistles, light drums, and antler harps. All make appearances at Sonic Topographies, Vancouver New Music's 2014 festival, exploring intersections of sound, music, and sustainability. Sonic Topographies runs from October 16th to 19th. Visit www.newmusic.org for schedule details.
From Dana Point, California, the Growlers!
This Saturday, October 11th at the Rickshaw Theater, Tambor Concert and Crow's Nest Vancouver presents The Growlers, with openers The Garden. Doors at 8, show at 9:30. Tickets are available $17 online at ticketweb.ca, also available at Red Cat, Zulu Records, Highlight, and Neptune.
All right, you're tuned into CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Radio Zero, heard every Friday from 2 to 3:30 p.m. with guest host Elise Anderson in the house, in the mix.
Why don't you say hello, Elise?
Hi. There we go. Doing all the programming.
We're doing life advice from Elise.
Life advice. Week. Hey, you guys missed. I've only had the mics on. That would have been a hell of a life epic. Advice episode.
Very epic.
We need our own radio program that's just us talking with Nigel. That'd be
the
fun.
Saga continues, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
Absolutely.
It is Friday. Happening this weekend tonight in the city of Vancouver. We got DJ Fettburger coming in from Sex Tags UFO and Sex Tags Mania.
Oh yeah, that's tonight, isn't it? Acid Sunrise.
Playing with Scott W and
Jada Guy.
And Jada. So that's gonna be
Jada Guy.
Pretty freaking sick, bud.
Pretty good.
That's at Skylight tonight.
Tomorrow night, 3:03. House party.
Tomorrow night, 3:03 house party with Sean Williams, Andrew, Jean.
Wait, hold on a second. John, please.
I'm using
Ben
wrong.
Soda.
Okay, Ben Soda, Choma John,
Delta
Fiore. Yeah, let's
and
use
Max the, Kaspar Max.
Let's use the pseudonyms here
Thank
appropriately.
You. Thank you very
Sorry.
Much.
I just know these people. You know, I want to say shouts out to Sean. Shouts out to Andrew.
Yo, shouts out to Choma John from last week, man. He played some really tight disco tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
It was excellent.
You guys,
shouts out, Chome.
You guys did a good job last week. Had a nice
time.
Yeah,
I know. I think we got to do that party again. It was a good time.
Pretty
good.
So that's tomorrow at 3:03.
I tell you, my dad had a good time.
Your dad had a real good time.
He had a real
party. He was having a blast, wasn't he?
He had a real fun time.
Yeah, Hannah, who was bartending with, she's like, Cam's dad's pretty hot.
Yeah, she was kind of stoked on him. Hannah, who was bartending with Fetchuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl with the blue hair.
Yeah. Yeah, the dip dye blue.
So
he's a hot older man, you know, he's achieved a certain measure of success.
You can look forward to
a lot of confidence. It takes a certain brand of confidence to wear flip flops to a nightclub.
Yes. I don't know if it's confidence, but yeah, yes, absolutely.
You know what? We're calling it confidence.
Call it confidence.
Flip flops.
I saw a guy last
jeans
last week, maybe
red down jacket, newsy hat.
Was it last week or the week before up on Granville Street? I was out front of
re-up there, and some, it was like at 2:30 or something like that. I just walked up there.
Special time.
Just to say what's up. And the guy was like being carried out by the bouncers. And he's like, oh, my foot, I stepped on some glass. I'm like, you're wearing shoes, like, and whole shoes, like, not.
Yeah, you didn't step on glass. How'd you? Okay, all right.
So they pull his shoe off, and it's just like, pfft, like blood just pouring out of his foot.
What, glass went through? He must have stepped on a nail or something.
I think he, like, either a stem of a.
Oh,
of a champagne glass was standing up, or a shot glass had like broken and was standing up on end.
Right,
because he stepped on it all the way, and it was gnarly. It was just like blood just poured out of it. He took his shoe off and just like came out.
Oh, that's so terrible.
That's pretty gross.
Oh, do you remember when that barefooted French girl stepped all over that glass at ice cream?
After we told her repeatedly,
after we told her to put her shoes on.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I do this all the time. It's good. Yeah, it's
just,
no, it's not.
It's just like,
doesn't matter.
Hey, man, relax. Everything's gonna be fine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
40 minutes later, the bathroom is full of blood. People are freaking out. I was like, oh, did you barefoot step on some broken glass? You fool.
Yeah, that was good.
It was a tight day.
Hey, speaking of outfits, shouts out to the guy I saw today wearing the big toque. Well, it wasn't big. It was just kind of thick.
Thick toque.
Sort of imitation Cowichan sweater, like cardigan kind of combination jump off.
Okay.
Like something you would get from maybe Urban Outfitters. But anyways, a thick cardigan Cowichan style sweater.
Yeah.
Shorts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're going to keep your legs cool that way.
And flip-flops skateboarding.
Tight.
On like a banana board.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Had every sort of like male stupid fashion base covered right there across the board.
When we went out for tacos yesterday, did you see that guy that was like longboarding at like total breakneck, way too fast speed, like terror speed down Hastings? There was this guy who was in like, he was dressed so normal.
Yeah.
He was like regular jeans, kind of a tight t-shirt. He was kind of a bit of a muscly guy.
Yeah.
Ridiculous longboard. And he was, like, just cruising faster than the cars. And he was trying to do, you know how longboarders do, like, a long swoopy turn to slow himself down? Wasn't really working out, but he was, like, you know in that moment when, like, kind of jockey dudes are, like, out of their depth, but there's no chance they're going to admit to that fact?
Yeah.
So that was him. He was, like, you can see it in his face. He was, like, oh, man, this is too fast. Like, what's going to happen? But, like, can't stop with the swoopy turns. Got to keep on going.
Oh, yeah.
Can't put my foot down trying to slow down. I'll look like a fool.
Yeah. Okay, coward.
Exactly. You can. There will
Shouts
be no
out
cowards.
To Nick Saber, by the way.
What's up, Nick? Are you recovered, dog?
Have you slept?
Shouts out to all the thick toque dudes. All the dudes with thick toques.
Myself, Nick Saber, Derek, and Tyrell Williams last weekend had a real hell of a weekend.
Real Skid Weekend 2014.
Oh, Skid Weekend 2014. It was in effect all the
almost
way.
Almost a fatality.
Tyrell almost died. I don't know if he knows that, but that almost happened. I saw that go down, and I didn't say anything. I just quietly was like, yep, we've got to go home immediately now. Where's a soft vehicle that we can get you into?
That's happening right now.
Yeah.
And now.
Boy, things got heavy there. All right, let's get back into the mix here. Actually, if you want to hear last week's show with Tyrell, is up on the site at radiozero.ca.
On our website. It's our very own corner of the internet.
Our very own URL. And also got a new mix up there last week from myself. So lots of rip and dance vibes up to listen to on the site right now, currently at radiozero.ca.
Way to go.
So check it out.
Really, the big winners is everyone.
The big winners are you.
Are you the listeners?
Dear listener, you're coming out on top here. Let's what's queued up here? What are we playing?
Are listening to, this track is called Just Begin. This is, or Let's Begin, I can't remember. But anyway, it's by A Race of Angels.
On Radio
Chill Vibes.
Heartless are winners.
If the light of the sun Ooh, that's not really how you do it. Sorry about that, House of Doors.